This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's news, a Texas case over a black high schooler's hair length is drawing support, including from Native American groups. And the Montana Supreme Court addresses funding for law enforcement on the Flathead Reservation. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. Several multicultural organizations have submitted an amicus brief, or friend of the court filing, in a case involving a black family and a Houston area school district. The brief endorses Daryl George, a black high school student whose supporters say was suspended from the Barbour Hills Independent School District in his junior year due to his long hair. Attorneys for the family say this violates the 2023 Texas Crown Act, which prohibits schools from discriminating against hairstyles and textures associated with race and cultural identity. Malia Jaswali is with the Native American Rights Fund, or NARF. She says with the law on the family's side, she expects George to win in Texas appellate court. Jaswali added that this case is relevant for hundreds of Native American tribes as well.
Hair is incredibly important for many Native people. Hair is deeply associated with cultural and religious beliefs. It's a symbol of moral strength. It can be a very personal choice for how a Native person wants to present themselves. We understand that students across the country, and particularly in Texas, want to be able to wear their hair long in representation of that heritage.
The Barbers Hills District has continued to defend its dress code. Eastern Shoshone and Northern Arapaho tribal members protested outside of U.S. Senator John Barrasso's office in Riverton, Wyoming yesterday. Wyoming Public Radio's Chris Clements reports the protest was over the defunct Pilot Butte Power Plant, which sits on the Wind River Reservation, but is currently owned by the Bureau of Reclamation. Insert Clements spot here. Coming out of it in 3, 2, 1. There's been a fight between county and state officials in Montana over who should fund law enforcement on the Flathead Reservation. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports a state Supreme Court ruling Tuesday settled the dispute. Insert Bolton cut here, coming out of it in 3, 2, 1. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull in the KLCC studios of Eugene, Oregon.